If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the pre-W. Smith Show. Boy, it's a tough morning for those of us who had to get up early and go to work this morning. Tough morning for the kids who have to get up and go to school. It's that spring forward day this on a Monday morning. Couldn't they at least make it like a Friday or something? You know, right. You have the weekend to adjust.
That's what I said.
Right.
Yeah.
But having it, it's like throwing salt into a wound. Not only do they make the change and you're tired enough as it is, but you got to go to work Monday morning, yeah. Go to school Monday morning. And you're not used to it yet. They say adjusting to it should be done over the course of a week or two with 15-minute increments in adjusting. I guess that would make it over a week, 4 or 5 days. So,
And who does that?
Exactly. Right.
I actually forgot about it until you guys told me.
Right. So first I want to just ask you guys this, and we're going to get to pending legislation that would actually make daylight savings time permanent. So what you'd be doing away with is the clock changing. You'd have no more spring forward, fall back. What you would have, however, is a change where you're going to get permanently more, relatively speaking, darker in the morning and lighter, more daylight in the evening. That would be made permanent. So who's first between the three of us?
Yeah.
Let's go around the horn here. Who wants to do away with it and who wants to see it go back and forth?
I'd like to see it stay one way.
One way. So you want to get away, regardless of which way, I think what you're saying.
Well, I like the longer daylight hours at night in the summertime.
Okay, in the summer, yeah.
But isn't that bad in the morning, though, for the kids going to school?
That's exactly right. Now you've got darker mornings in the winter, and they got to go to the bus stop and everything else. Most now will be going in the dark. That's the problem. That's why we've been going this back and forth. Really, those are the two key issues. We want the longer days, more sunlight in the evening in the summer so we can enjoy our summer. But then want to adjust back to standard time in the winter months so that they get a little more light going to school in the morning.
So what do you like?
Well, I don't like switching back and forth. I don't know. Do you guys feel it?
Every single time.
Me too.
I feel it like surprises
it's like jet lag.
Me. Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day. I forget about it and then it stumbles me up for 2 or 3 days. And the kids are irritable and it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. So I would say, Mark asked, I definitely want to do away with it switching.
Right.
I think we all three agree on that, right?
But now let me ask you. So they're suggesting that it stays the way it is as of today, Monday.
That's correct. Daylight savings.
Daylight savings. Okay, but who's arguing for it staying after November, the November switch? I mean, wouldn't that mean then we get more daylight in the morning and it'd get darker earlier?
You're saying if we want to do away with the switching, do we want to go in favor of the brighter evenings or do we want to go in favor of the brighter mornings? That's really what you're saying.
That's exactly.
So Mark has made it clear he wants the brighter evenings. I would say for me too, I mean, I'm always putting my kids first.
But still,
I'd say the brighter evenings. And I'm going to justify that by saying my kids can play more basketball in the evening, you know, in the summer months because they got an extra hour of sunlight or whatever it may be that they're enjoying. So I think I would go with daylight time being the permanent time so that you get that extra hour in the evening.
Now, how does it affect your kids when they're going through that change all the time?
No, they feel it.
They feel it. Is it harder?
They don't know. They're not as conscious of it as we are. They're just, I can see it in them.
They're dragging.
They're dragging, yeah.
Kristen, your kids?
Yeah, same. Same, they're just dragging those next couple of days because of the sleep change.
Right.
Really is what it boils down to.
All right, well, look, I think we're all aligned, the three of us. Are we, Kristen? Did we get your final vote on whether you want more daylight in the evening?
Yeah, I like more daylight in the evening. I feel like I'm more productive in the evening anyway. So I think that I would rather have more daylight in the evening.
Okay.
I'm done. Cut that out.
You know, Mark, you and I should learn by now that we probably shouldn't save Kristen for last because typically the way she goes on that is whatever you and I say, she goes the other way.
Always.
So,
but she knows best.
Okay, she knows best. Of course she does. All right. So look, guys, there is legislation that could, you know, up for consideration that could make this a permanent change. Senator Marco Rubio, he's introduced the Sunshine Protection Act. and it was surprisingly approved by a unanimous vote in the Senate last year, but has not yet been voted on by the House, but it's coming. It's coming, and if Congress does vote on the legislation and they vote in favor of making a change, that change will be permanent, at least until otherwise changed again, but we will then be on daylight savings time. We will not be falling back in November as we'd ordinarily otherwise have to do. And Kristen, you and I will be driving the kids to school in the morning because it's dark.
Yes, sir, so, we will.
So
yes,
be ready. Yeah. Be ready for that. You know, it goes beyond an annoyance too. And it goes beyond our kids having difficulty in the morning, getting to school. There's actually, you know, many studies, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine has indicated that there's actually many health and accident risks associated with this clock changing back and forth due to this jet lag effect. We know that there are hits to productivity. We know our kids don't do as well at school. We also know that in a 2022 YouGov poll, 2/3 of Americans agree with us and they want to do away, they want to abolish this switch back and forth.
Did I read this right, Jeff? There's a study that was done that it said that this could prevent 36,000 deer deaths.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
33 human deaths.
Oh, dear.
Right. Hitting. Oh, dear.
2,000 human injuries?
Right.
Is that?
Yeah. So
right?
That study was done in the journal Current Biology. And indeed, you are absolutely right. They say that, you know, and this goes on and on, but their study shows that, in fact, because we're more alert and so on, if we're not switching back and forth, and this is just one example indicating how accidents are impacted by this. 36,550 deer deaths could be prevented. 33 human deaths could be prevented. 2,054 human injuries and 1.19 billion in collision costs could be avoided annually if we abolish the switching back and forth.
And just for the record, Michigan does not have this pending.
Right. Ultimately, I think it would be a decision made by the states.
That's right. Yeah, because there's other states, they've listed other states that have actually taken action on this, Michigan not being one of them. California actually approved a proposition, kind of ballot initiative back in 2018, but nothing from Michigan. Come on, Michigan.
Come on, Michigan is right. All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. In the meantime, we're paying the price today, but hopefully it'll be the last time that we do have to pay that price by switching. Kristen, please. Come on. Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, as I was saying, yeah. Trying to, at least anyway, hopefully this will be the last time we have to deal with it. But listen, look on the bright side. They don't call it the bright side for nothing. Got that hour more of sunlight every day to look forward to in the evenings. Go out there and enjoy it. Look, if we're paying the price for it, we might as well enjoy it. Listen, we're going to sign off here on the Pre-W. Smith Show and hand it over to the Paul W. Show coming up right here on WJR. Stick with us.